So the Prophet ﷺ here says, مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Whoever from amongst you sees that which is munkar, that which is evil, he should change it with his own hand. Now, it doesn't just mean you saw evil and suddenly you start smashing the people, hitting them, destroying them, creating a big commotion and, you know, making a bigger issue out of that which was not really as big. Like I said, the minute you see something evil, the first thing you do, you ask yourself, is it really considered unacceptable according to everyone, or is there difference of opinion? If there is difference of opinion, let it be. But at the same time, in your heart, you won't participate in it, right? You might want to speak about it. Those are the other levels that I'm going to get to. But the first level, you need to make sure, and this is very, very important. Many people read this hadith and immediately think, you know what? That's it. I saw a brother do this, drinking alcohol. I'm going to go and smash him. I'm going to break the bottle. I'm going to take it and, you know, throw it on one side, not realizing you're probably going to create more harm. You need to ask yourself, is it wrong unanimously? The answer in the case of alcohol is yes. Number two, do you have authority to do what you're about to do? In a lot of the cases, if you want to physically change things, you probably don't have that authority. You don't have the sultan, sultan meaning authorization, authority, the land, the law of the land you live in, as much as it may or may not be Islamic. If it is Islamic, you need to make sure that you convey that wrongdoing to someone who has the authority to sort it out. You don't just take it. There might be a procedure that you don't know. There may be someone drinking from a bottle that is outwardly alcohol and it's water inside. Who knows? I mean, it sounds far-fetched, but in the case of need, necessity, nobody knows the exact circumstance. Sometimes there are bottles that look so alcoholic and there is a small little sign there saying 0% alcohol. For example, these are just examples. So you need to have authority. Sometimes it's not a Muslim land and what they're doing is permissible according to the land you're living in, or the land you're visiting or residing in. So what would you do in that particular case? In that particular case, you go to the next level. The next level is, you know, to say something. And if you're not permitted to say things, if you cannot say things because they will cause greater harm than the goodness you're trying to achieve, then at least feel in your heart that, you know what, that was wrong. I won't do it, and I pray that this person leaves as well for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here goes. Whoever sees from amongst you that which is bad or munkar, unacceptable, they should change it by their hands, which means you physically change it, make sure that, like your child picks up a knife, what do you do? The first thing you do is you go to the child and you hold the take the knife away from the child. That's the first thing you should do. If, for example, there is a swimming pool, and you see a person wanting to, you know, falling into the pool, a child or a blind person, you need to make sure that you go and stop it by hand. You can't just say, oh, I felt in my heart that what they were doing was wrong, you know, and let them drown and die. Subhanallah. The same rule applies. If two people are fighting, then normally, as much as you might not have supreme authority on land, but you have the right given by the law of the land to stop something that is about to degenerate into killing. If you're seeing a thief, you stop the thief because that is part of the law of almost every land, Muslim or non-Muslim.